On FM, online, and on the station app, this is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria and MLS Laney 27, Johannesburg 25.
Got delays around the Woodmead area, also in the Crown, but we've got a stationary vehicle now on the N3 North at Modderfontein Road and another stationary vehicle on the N3 North at the Geldmace Interchange.
An inquest into the death of anti-apartheid leader Steve Biko reopened at the High Court in Gqeberha today, 48 years after his death in police custody. The National Prosecuting Authority sought approval from Justice and Constitutional Development Minister Mameluke Kubai following new evidence from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. The TRC revealed former police members may have assaulted Biko before his death in 1977. Now to the N1 South, and the Johannesburg Metro Police say all lanes after the Mareesburg exits have been reopened. This follows an earlier tanker crash. Here's JMPD spokesperson Kolani Fitla.
All previously closed lanes on the N1 South are now reopened to traffic. Motorists who were diverted earlier are advised that they can now use the N1 South through the affected area. We thank all road users for their patience and cooperation while emergency services and law enforcement officials worked diligently to manage the hazardous situation and clear the highway.
In other news, Limpopo Premier Popi Ramatupa has welcomed a 5.2% decline in unemployment rate in the province in the second quarter of 2025. The development was reported by Stats SA yesterday, with Limpopo recording the largest decrease. The unemployment rate in the province now stands at 29.8%. To Parliament now, and Finance Minister Edgar Nwana is set to table the medium-term budget policy statements in the National Assembly this afternoon. Now, the Board of Healthcare Funders is calling on the minister to clarify government's plans for medical tax credits. Here's the organization's Katleho Mutuli.
Reform cannot mean stripping away existing protection before the NHI is ready. We are thus urging the minister to confirm that these credits will remain until a sustainable, transparent plan for universal health coverage is in place.
The EFF, meanwhile, says Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana has not done enough to grow South Africa's economy. The party's Umpile Maotwe.
Last year, when the GNU started, the projections of the Minister for Economic Growth, it was 1.3%. And at the end of the year, only 0.6% was recorded as economic growth. So they did not even grow the economy.
And Chief Economist at the Efficient Group, David Ruit, says South Africans shouldn't expect any major announcements.
This is not a budget. This is just a medium-term budget policy statement, which basically means that this is an opportunity for the Minister of Finance to get feedback on the state of the economy and the state of the state's finances, and perhaps make one or two announcements. A few things that I do think can be expected is, one is that the Minister of Finance is likely to make an announcement on inflation targets, and I think he's going to reduce the inflation target to 3%.
In news abroad, a Gabon court has sentenced the former first lady and son of the oil-rich country's deposed leader, Ali Bongo, to 20 years in prison. This following a two-day graft trial. Both were tried in absentia and found guilty of the embezzlement of public funds, among other charges. And finally, we end off in Spain, where a zoo announced the first southern white rhinoceros to be born at the facility is male and doing well under his mother's care. The birth marks an important milestone in the European conservation program. Southern white rhinos are on the International Union for Conservation of Nature's red list. I'm Chanel September. That's a wrap of your big stories at lunchtime. More news at 2.